This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Tig.
Cheryl.
Okay, today, for some reason, it seems sort of celebrity heavy, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
A lot of names. Oh, because it is about a Hollywood, it's about a huge Hollywood star.
Yeah, so.
So, of course, we're going to.
Name drop.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of name dropping.
Stories of.
People that never talk about us.
Our names would never come out of their mouths. Not once.
Like Cameron Diaz, you know.
Faye Dunaway. Do you think Faye Dunaway has ever said, you know who I love? Tig and Cheryl. Like at a cocktail party.
And do you think Cameron Diaz has ever like, you know, stayed at my house once? Twice? Well, let's.
No. Don't say who. Don't say. Well, I just don't said, say who. Don't say who.
Do you think Cameron Diaz? Okay. Don't say who.
Okay.
Don't
listen. Say who. Let's get right to it, ladies and jerks. Welcome to Tab Hunter Confidential.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Hey, Cheryl, hey.
Hey, Tig, hey.
Wow, you're really loud.
Am I?
Oh, I guess I can turn my volume down. We're not technically savvy. No. And that will stay in the episode.
Please, it has to. Oh, my God. How's it going? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
I'm gearing up to leave town again.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
To do more dates?
No.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to film Star Trek.
Oh. In my mind, that shoots in the valley. Where does this shoot? Where do they shoot Star Trek?
In a different country.
Oh.
Yeah. You think I just drive over the
hill?
Yeah,
I think you're just going to Burbank. It's like, I'll see you guys in a few hours.
I'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm going to Burbank.
Oh, my gosh. You're a lady on the go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm glad you could be with us today.
And how are you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a little stressed, if you want to know the truth.
What are you stressed about?
Just my daughter is about to go off to college, and it's like... Yeah. One day I'll wake up and I'll think, oh, that's so great. Of course, this is exciting. Yeah. And then the other, you know, then I'll wake up. Like last night, I just had anxiety dreams and she was 10 years old. And I was like, she's not ready. Don't take my daughter.
Oh, no.
And then I just wake up like in a panic, like, where have I been? What's going on? So anyway.
I feel like it's one of those things that, you know, you hear about when your child goes off into the world, whether it's a job or college or no job, just goodbye.
Right. Yeah. runs away from home at 18.
Right.
Like Jennifer Lopez.
Like J-Lo did. But I feel like it's one of those things that you won't ever know until you're going through it. Like
yeah.
falling in love
right.
or losing yeah, a loved yeah. one.
Or having a baby. Like,
yeah.
you think you know what that's going to be like, but
right.
it until mm-hmm. you until you're until there's a baby sleeping next to you, you really can't know.
Yeah, I am realizing, even though I know it, I'm realizing on a different level that I don't really know it, because when I really think about Max and Finn moving out of the house,
oh, it's
and of
impossible.
Course they're six,
right? You have some time.
But you know, it's crazy.
What's crazy?
They're a third of the way through living at home.
That's crazy.
They're a third of the way. And it hit me the other day where I was like, Stephanie. And I said that. And she was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Don't. Go. Oh, God. So.
It's really hard. And I mean, the only comforting thing is I look around like, Dr. Becky Hines. I have a niece and nephew who are 1 year older than Kat, and they moved out. And, you know, the whole time I was thinking, Becky, relax. You know, they're just going to college. Like,
settle. Did you have attitude about it?
No, but deep inside I did. But, you know, I would listen to her and I would go, oh, yeah, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Don't worry.
But you were rolling your eyes.
I wasn't rolling
secretly.
My eyes, but I was like, you know.
People go off to college.
Yeah. I'm like, it's part of life. It's a good part. And then now it's me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Becky. And she's
Becky,
rolling
no.
her. Becky. And she's rolling her eyes like, okay, stop.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's mm-hmm. not. She understands. But it's mm-hmm. it's hard. It's just hard. Anyway.
Well, I feel for you as much
Thank
as
you.
I can.
Yeah. You know, that's what we should start saying to people.
Yeah.
They're going through something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for you as much as I can.
But you have to do it with like, I feel for you as much as I can. As much as I can.
Like a little leprechaun.
Yeah.
As much as I can. As much as I can. Tig, you ready to get to today's
mm-hmm.
doc? Do you ever call it a doc? Do you ever go,
yeah.
oh, I got to watch a doc?
Yeah.
Oh, I never do. I like to give it, you know, the full respect by saying.
I mean, I typically
say
call
documentary.
It documentary. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't say it how you do, which is documentary.
I know. I guess a few of our listeners have pointed out. I don't even know what I'm doing. That's bothersome.
I don't know that it's bothersome. It's just, it's the way you, it's like how you pronounce my last name. It's just not
it's
the
not
way.
Correct.
But I'm also like that with texting. I don't write the letter U for.
Oh, for Y-O-U.
Y-O-U. Yeah.
Because you feel like, oh, they're going to think I'm
14.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
yes.
speaking of people thinking I'm younger than I am.
Oh, God. Okay.
Never happens.
Okay.
But the most ridiculous thing happened this morning.
Okay.
Stephanie and I took Max and Finn to the doctor because they both have coughs.
Okay.
We tested them. They don't have COVID. They have allergies. But when we were checking in,
yeah,
our whole family had masks on at
yeah.
the counter. And Stephanie said, you know, that she was here to have her kids, they're here to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy behind the counter said, all three? Age gap does he think is between the 2 6-year-old twins and the 51-year-old woman with gray hair?
I like that Stephanie's your mom.
Yeah. I normally they ask if I'm the grandmother. Like we had to take them to the emergency room once and they were like, are you the grandmother?
Oh.
And I was like, no, but thank you for at least knowing my gender.
Oh my God.
I mean, but Stephanie and I looked at each other and we were, I mean, we weren't blatantly laughing, but
right.
we were like, what's happening? Who does he think I am? How old is, where is the third child? And somebody said, no, just the twins, and pointed at him. And then I was just standing there.
Like, you're just there, like, for no reason. Like,
just... I'm just the kid that is tagging along that didn't need to see the doctor.
Not this one. She doesn't need to be seen by the doctor.
But what do you suppose happened there?
Bad eyesight? I mean, no offense, but then that's also probably not a good sign. I don't know.
Anyway. That happened this morning.
That's funny. It's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, a Tig, please. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, right.
I don't want anyone telling me we have to take a break before I even... Okay.
And we do. We have to take a break.
No, Tig.
Okay.
I
gotcha.
Today, we are talking about Tab Hunter Confidential. It's a 2015 documentary film directed by Jeffrey Schwartz and produced by Alan Glazer. Inspired by Tab's best-selling autobiography, it follows Tab's career as a 1950s Hollywood heartthrob, as well as his personal journey with his sexual identity. You know, it's interesting because there's a typo in this. And there's no X in sexual. And I was like, what is a sexual identity? And I had to read it a few times to realize.
Sexual.
I thought maybe there's a word... And there often are words
that you don't know.
I don't know.
And some that you do know and you still mispronounce.
But it doesn't help when there's a letter missing because that can really throw me into a tailspin. But anyway, it's not his sexual. It's his sexual identity. And Tab Hunter Confidential premiered at South by Southwest and is available to watch on Amazon Prime. Okay.
My first question out of the gate.
Yes. We're going to ask each other the same question. Go ahead.
Did you know who he was?
No. Did you know who he was?
No.
I had never heard of Tab Hunter in my life.
It was like, I kept waiting for the, again, yes. I'm not a big movie or TV person.
Yes.
I am not known for that.
Nobody thinks you are.
But I kept thinking, I'm sure there's some TV show or movie that he's done where I'll be like, oh, that guy. Well, not one.
I know.
Not one thing.
Not one thing. And it was, I felt the same way where I was like,
I was thinking, oh, I bet Cheryl knows who this guy is.
I was like, it seems like I would have heard his name in my lifetime.
And first of all, the guy was gorgeous.
Very good looking.
I mean,
this is a very good looking.
As a young man and an elderly man.
I know.
And let's not spill any beans on who we were attracted to. But like this.
He was a picture perfect
human being.
Like over 6 feet tall with blonde hair and the square jaw.
Exactly what we're looking for.
You know what? He could have been an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
Yeah.
And then some.
What is more than that?
I mean, turns out.
The gap?
No. I mean, turns out Tab could act. Uh-huh. Like, we don't know if those models could act or not.
I think we have an idea.
I mean, I don't know of an actor that we know of that's like, oh yeah, I started out as an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
Well, I mean, Ashton Kutcher started out as a model.
Oh, Abercrombie and Fitch?
I don't know what he was doing. I don't know. We struggled with that when we did that documentary. Yeah.
Let's not go back.
But I mean, Ashton was a model.
Well, there are models, definitely models that become actors. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Cameron, Diaz.
I stayed at her house once.
Oh, what happened? Why?
Well, we have a mutual friend and we were in...
Do you want to tell us who the mutual friend is?
Lake Bell.
Papa?
Were you bleeping out our mutual friend?
Yes.
Why do we need to bleep out our mutual friend?
We don't. But just in case you didn't want it in there, I was going to give you an out. But I guess it doesn't help to do it 2 seconds after you say it.
No. It wouldn't even help to do it while I was saying it.
Okay. Okay.
So Lake was getting married.
Okay.
And Lake is who introduced me to my wife.
Okay. Oh, cute. Okay.
Well, I mean, we were in the same movie that Lake had written and directed, produced, starred in. Anyway, that Stephanie and I were in. It's called In a World.
Okay.
Anyway, this was on the heels of... Lake was getting married right around the time after all of my I'm sick, my mother died stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was with Cameron all the time because Cameron was helping organize the wedding and we were like, you know, girls' night and dinners. And
and you guys were all
away.
In your matching pajamas drinking Chardonnay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, you know what did happen?
What?
We were in one of those party buses with a stripper pole where people rent those, you know? And we were in one of those going from LA. I think we went to Palm Springs. I can't remember where we went, or I don't know where we were going. Somewhere in the desert.
And did you dance on the pole?
No, but all of these, like, you know, cute
beautiful
and hot actresses are in this party van, and then there's me in the party van. I'm always in, like, friendship groups like that. Anyway.
And you've got your flannels on. And
Yes.
And they're in their tube tops. And
Yes. And they're all, like, these famous, beautiful actresses. And we're flying down the highway in this, like, bus with a stripper pole.
Oh, my God.
And everyone is doing kind of the funny version of a...
stripper bit.
Or, no, the funny version of, like, a...
a bachelorette like a party?
Bachelorette party with, like, penis straws. Uh-huh. And, like, you know, it's just everything's penises.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone's dancing and we're flying down the highway and the bus that's basically like a shuttle bus starts to kind of smell weird.
Uh-oh.
And we're still flying down the road. It smells weird. And then some smoke starts to fill up the bus. And then we have to pull over. Because bus is breaking
down.
You
were overheated.
And we're now full of black smoke. The bus is on the side. The shuttle is on the side of the road with all these famous actresses with, like, penis hats on. And Cameron Diaz being one of them. And anyway, so we go for the weekend away. And I was just in a weird place, you know. And Cameron was like, you know what you should do is I got a house on the beach.
Oh.
And it's like a private beach. Oh. Why don't you go stay at my house?
That's so nice.
And I was like, I know. I was like, are you kidding me? And she's like, no. Oh, I know what it was. I said, I feel like I need to get away, but I have so many doctor's appointments that I can't get away.
Mm.
That was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I have an idea. I have a house on the ocean.
Wow.
Why don't you go stay at my house?
That's
so nice.
And then
you go to all your doctor's appointments. And I was like,
Cameron Diaz. That's so nice. And so did you?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. She like insisted. And then I went and stayed. And then she was like, hey, anytime you want to stay there. And I think I stayed there one more time, and that was that.
What if you called her now and you were like, hey, I want to go to your house again. too much time has passed.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we do have to take a break. We do have to take a break, and then we will talk about
Tab Hunter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
And we are back to talk about... Cheryl just took a sip. To talk about Tab Hunter. Who is gorgeous.
You know what the thing about Tab Hunter that was very interesting to me? Tell me if you noticed this. Did you notice that he hardly ever blinked?
No.
Oh. Well, will you watch this documentary again?
When I'm staying at Cameron Diaz's house.
You're watching Tab Hunter.
And watching the Tab Hunter documentary again.
Yeah, he doesn't blink. He doesn't blink very often. Anyway.
Is that a good or bad sign?
Because,
you know, if you're swinging positive, you could go, you know, there's an intensity.
Right.
Focus.
Right.
And he doesn't lose eye contact.
Yes.
And the other side could be like, he didn't blink. did you notice?
Well, I wonder,
he didn't blink.
Because I was watching and it was distracting because I was like, well, my eyeballs, I feel like, would be drying out if I didn't blink. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm sure, not what the filmmaker's intention was, that
no,
that the audience
sure
would be thinking about the dryness of their eyeballs.
Yeah, right, right. They didn't raise money to make this film to dry.
About dry eyes.
No.
I guess it's probably a good thing, you know, people really.
Why?
Well, because it seems like someone's so engaged in whatever they're...
But it's not good for his eyes.
Well, apparently his eyes could take it.
I guess so.
Okay, listen.
Hey, it doesn't go with the ho-ho.
Ho-ho.
I was trying to make a joke about easy on the eyes, how he's easy on the eyes, and yet he's not being easy on his own eyes.
Yeah, I'm glad that joke didn't work out, because it's... Maybe Thomas...
Say no more. Say no more.
I always hope that Thomas edits out anything from the show, and he never does.
No. Why would he?
Why would he? It's perfection. Okay. On October 14th... Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Tab Hunter. Mm-hmm. On October 14th, 1950... Okay, so... A gay-friendly party in Hollywood was busted by the cops. Tab Hunter was arrested and imprisoned overnight... Because it was against the law to be gay?
First of all,
yes.
A gay-friendly party?
Well, that's what I mean.
In your outline?
That's what's in the outline. But in the document...
That is such an interesting way to put it.
Gay-friendly?
We're gay-friendly. All right, you're all going to jail.
Well, Tab was saying, you know, he was watching guys dance with guys and...
Girls dance with girls.
And he was having a great time. Hmm. So I guess that's gay friendly.
It's gay. If you were having a party, yeah. I would say that's a gay friendly party.
But if you're a gay person.
But if I'm having a party.
And it's just gay
people.
It's
a gay party. I'm not like, guys, I'm having a gay friendly party this weekend.
Okay, well. He was arrested. Like, the cops raided it.
Right.
Which is absurd.
Yeah, it's like, get a problem.
No other crime is going on in Los Angeles other than guys dancing with guys.
Dancing. The fact that there's a gay-friendly party happening.
Woo! Oh, we've got a 192 at... Smith.
At 190...
At 192...
This is odd,
Smith.
But it's at 192 Main Street. We have a 192 on, whoa, I don't know if this has ever happened, at 192 Main Street.
I think that the cops spend a few minutes on that. You guys, this has never happened before.
This is weird.
I'm looking at it, and it sounds weird, but it's the truth. We have a 192 on 192 Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going in.
Guns, gay friendly. These people,
they need
bunch of sickos.
We've got to do something about this. And Tab's attorney, Harry Weiss, appeared and got him out and told him to be more careful.
Okay, great. What else happened? Then what?
Well, the whole thing is. The whole thing is...
Okay, so he went to a gay-friendly party. The police came.
And
his attorney got him out of jail and said, just be more careful.
Right. So, I mean, at the time, this is why we don't know about Tab Hunter, because it's a generation before ours, if you will. But he was apparently a huge movie star. Every girl wanted to marry him. make out with him, do whatever people do with handsome movie stars.
Even with the world's ugliest movie stars,
they still want to hang out with them.
Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So imagine like the most handsome one that you see. I'm trying to.
It'd probably be Tab Hunter. Probably the single most handsome.
I'm trying to think of somebody that we could compare him to in case somebody hasn't heard of Hunter. Tab Hunter, and they're not even going to take time to Google. Who could we say? Who could we say is similar?
No one.
I don't know. I can't think of.
I say Google him.
Why? Just take the moment.
Why are we catering to those
because
too
they're
lazy
not gonna
to
do
Google?
It. We know they're not
going to
do it.
They're going to now.
They're not going to do it. No one's going to do it.
Stop what you're doing and Google Tab Hunter. It's worth it.
Okay, so he was born Art Galeen. Mm-hmm. He grew up Catholic. He really enjoyed going to church.
That's where we're different.
He loved to sing in the choir. He felt very connected in the church, and he loved movies. And at the time, you know, gay was an insult, and nobody wanted to be called that. And he didn't even, seems like, entertain the idea that he was gay. Is that what you got?
Yeah. He said he knew something was different about himself.
Yeah, and at some point he confessed to a priest.
Then he split town.
And they made him feel worse.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Right.
Weren't you expecting that, and then I made out with the priest when you were watching it? Oh, that was just me. Okay, forget about it. Forget I said it. Okay.
Thomas just laughed in a way that indicates he didn't think it either.
Oh, it seemed like I was like, okay, this is what the documentary is about, because I've never heard of Tab Hunter, and it's not.
It's just flat out about Tab Hunter.
Okay, it is about a Tab Hunter, and he was so handsome. He joined the Coast Guard, and...
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh, you've got your gavel out.
Wait. He was so handsome he joined the Coast Guard. That is not a correct statement.
Okay, he was so handsome, period. Yeah. And then new sentence, he joined the Coast Guard.
Yeah, side note, he joined the Coast Guard. Not like, oh my God, look at my bone structure. Where do I go? Where do I put this?
Well, one of the women in the documentary was saying that he was so handsome at his high school that the girls would mob him in the hallway between classes.
Yeah.
That seems crazy to me.
Well, it's probably
a slight exaggeration.
I mean, I doubt that every time he walked out of his classroom,
it was
like Beatlemania.
Yeah, but I'm sure the perception.
She probably saw it once where girls, you know.
I mean, I probably told you this before too, but.
Go ahead.
At one point, Kat was going to the same school as, what's his name? The good looking soccer player.
Abby Wambach?
It's a guy. The guy who is most famous. Oh, Beckham.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. What's his first name?
Bend it like.
What's his first? Thomas. What's
I
his first name?
I can't think of it.
David.
Okay, David. And I was dropping Kat off at school. It's like first thing in the morning. And have I already told you this? Please, you don't.
No, doesn't sound familiar.
By the way, it's not a whole story. This is the whole story.
I assume.
But, you know, most people are dropping their kids off, like, barely putting on shoes, like pajama bottoms and just getting theirself.
Sure.
And he was walking, like, he had just dropped off his kids and he was walking back to his car. And he had this first thing in the morning. He has, like, his jeans on and a leather jacket. And it felt like he was walking in slow motion because he's walking down the sidewalk and every mom like stopped and looked at him as he walked by. And every person he'd, you know, look at and smile. And we were all like, And it felt like slow motion. So wait, now that I'm saying this out loud, I get it. Yeah, Tab Hunter was mobbed in the hallway like David Beckham walks in slow motion.
You were correct when you said it's not
a real story.
Full story, yeah.
It's not a full story. It's a slice of life.
And so do you think David Beckham's hot?
Yes. Do you not?
No, I do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, why did you ask me?
I'm a little surprised, like, he and his Spice Girl have, like, made it through
all
the years.
I know. It's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to Tab Hunter. Let's see.
We have to take a break.
Please.
We have to.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We will be back on Tig and Cheryl True Story to talk about Tab Hunter.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are back on Tig and Cheryl's
okay.
True Story.
Here we go. I'm going to get a lot of stuff out.
Okay.
So Tab Hunter joined the Coast Guard, and at some point they realized he was underage and threw him out. And then he went to Hollywood. He worked as a delivery boy and worked at Orange Julius.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
Is Orange Julius still around? Remember Orange Julius?
I
that was like a big thing in Tallahassee. Yeah, in the mall. Yeah. In the mall.
I would assume it was.
Imagine if Tab Hunter worked at Orange Julius, what kind of line there would be to get.
Imagine walking into Orange Julius and seeing
Tab
Hunter.
You would be there every day just looking at him.
Yeah. Also, I'd be like, why are you working here?
Right.
Have you seen your face, Tab?
Yeah.
Hey, Tab.
Have you seen your face?
Have you seen your face? Okay, and do you realize what town you're in, Tab? You can't just walk around Hollywood
looking like that. Working at Orange Julius.
Why'd you come in here looking like that?
With your heart wide open and boots so tight.
All dressed up like the cowboy's dream.
Why'd you come in here looking like that? Hey, Dolly Parton. Eventually, Tab got a job working with horses. The thing about Tab Hunter was he was very talented in a lot of fields. He was very athletic. Mm-hmm. He was a horseman. Is that
horse
a word?
Rider.
Wait, is that a word? A horseman? No, he's an equestrian.
Yeah.
And he also was an amazing ice skater, figure skater.
Yeah.
How did he? You know.
I don't know.
Okay.
How would I not know who the man is and yet know
anything more about him?
Anything more
how
that wasn't
knew
in
how
the,
to figure skate. Yeah.
But you know, I did think Portia de Rossi is in that.
Yes.
And I thought, well, how random that. And then it's like, oh, right, she's gay, but also she's a big horse person.
Ah.
And I bet they know each other
from
Horse World.
Oh.
Horse World. Didn't you think it was weird that Portia de Rossi?
Yes.
Weren't you like, why is Portia de Rossi?
Yes.
She's so dropped out of the biz.
Yes, and not involved.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's like all of a sudden, how does Portia know who Tab Hunter?
Yeah, right. I think it's from
Horse World. So Tad got a job with horses, and then he befriended the movie star Dick Clayton.
Old Dick Clayton.
also someone I've never heard of.
It was a lot of, the only name I'd heard of was Rock Hudson. Yeah. Like every name that was dropped, I was like, remember when all of those headshots were being like.
Yes. Oh, and don't forget.
Michael. Yeah. Michael Callahan. Jimmy Phillips. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay.
We were like, okay. No. Okay. Tab Hunter. Okay.
And then the final one. Rock Hudson. I was like, really, okay. We get that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now Tab is like, okay.
he's like, okay, what?
You know, okay. I'm with somebody like-minded and it makes me feel good. Yeah. So he got an agent named Henry Wilson who also tried to come on to him, but he was like, no, thank you. And he helped, Henry helped him come up with the name Tab Hunter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Tab's first role was in Island of Desire, opposite of Linda Darnell.
How is it that unknown names?
Linda Darnell.
Watching this documentary, anytime he would say, and I was starring opposite Shelley Freeman. And it's like, wow, really?
Listen, people love the movie. The critics hated it. Even Tab's own mother said he was lousy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Tab decided he was really going to work hard on his acting skills. And then Warner Brothers was being run by Jack Warner. And Tab got...
Was there actually a group of brothers? These Warners?
Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
It's a fair question because I've only heard of Jack.
Nodding, yes.
Oh.
Who, makes sense.
Who besides Jack? Not that I...
I'm acting like I... Any name will ring a bell.
Oh, Bill.
Harry, Albert, and Sam.
Whoa!
Harry, Albert, and Sam Warner.
But Jack was the front man.
Harry, Albert...
Don't act like you're going to try to memorize these.
No, I'm just trying to remember. Harry, Albert, and Jack? Or Sam?
All of them.
Harry, Albert, Jack, and Sam?
Yes.
They all started that company? They did well.
And it's pretty amazing that four siblings could agree on anything. You know what I mean? Well, clearly...
Well, good for them. Good for them.
Listen to this transition. Clearly, they all agreed on Tab Hunter.
Tab Hunter.
He finally was... back then, you know, the studios would offer a... contract, right? A 7-year contract.
Yeah.
And he was very excited, and his first big break was Battle Cry.
Oh, yes.
And everybody in the documentary is like, oh, Battle Cry.
Battle Cry.
That movie was
a good one.
Was amazing.
That's one of his best.
And he did movies with Natalie Wood. Mm-hmm. It was exciting to hear that name because you were like, okay.
I've heard of her.
That's great. Oh, this I didn't know. And this I had heard of.
Okay.
Then he recorded a song.
Oh, right.
Young Love.
I Have
La.
A Secret?
No, it's oh. Young Love. Young, oh. Young Love. That's all I can remember. But it was number one and it beat out Elvis at the time.
Uh-huh.
So that was big news. And then Jack Warner found out and he was like, you can't do that. You can't record with another recording studio. And Tab said, well, you guys don't have a recording studio. And Jack said, we do now, and started a recording studio just for Tab.
So that's where Warner Brothers Records started because of Tab?
Tab Hunter.
Yes. Really? Wow, that's insane.
Yeah. Did you watch this documentary?
I don't think I fully got that. Also, Stephanie walked in the room when I was watching.
And that might have been
a lot of questions about
other stuff.
Couch we're getting and I had to keep pausing the documentary. And okay. Anyway,
so that was interesting. I mean, so Tab Hunter was a really big deal, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, the studio would pair him with different starlets to hang out with, like Debbie Reynolds and who did I just say? Natalie Wood.
Isn't there speculation that James, what is his name? James Wagner? Her ex,
Robert
Wagner, who Natalie Wood was married to. And there's some people that think he maybe pushed her off the boat.
Yes, but why bring that up? We don't know. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Why are you taking this so personally?
because I just think it's such a sad rumor.
It is totally sad. I was just, is he working a lot lately?
I don't know. Hey, Robert, hey.
Do you think Robert Wagner is listening to Tig and Cheryl True Story?
I'm sure he is. And Robert,
if you're
we'd
listening,
love to have you
not,
on.
I was just more so trying to clarify things in my own head. Like, am
like
I
who
getting
is Robert?
This correct?
Yes.
Wasn't there someone else on the boat in that
night? Oh, no.
There was, right?
Oh, no.
Christopher Walken?
Yes. We're really going down a dark and slippery hole. That's not a saying. That's a slippery, what is it? Slippery.
It's a dark and slippery hole.
We're going down a dark and slippery hole here.
Yes.
Okay, listen, let's steer back to Tab Hunter. Tab met a guy named Ronnie Robertson, who was a very talented figure skater.
He sounds gay friendly.
Even to look at images of him, of Ronnie, he seemed gay friendly.
Yeah. You know.
So Tab becomes, you know, best friends with him and I don't know, people, it doesn't matter. Oh, and then at some point Dick Clayton became what?
But did you not watch the movie?
This says Dick Clayton became an agent. Oh, Dick Clayton? This is shocking to me. The guy that he had a love affair.
A thing with.
Yeah, he became an agent. So Tab left Henry and signed with Dick. And Henry was so furious he leaked the story to Confidential Magazine that he was caught, this is in quotes, this is not me saying this, okay? This is what it said. Caught at a limp-wristed pajama party.
I didn't hear that in the documentary. I think that's your own words. I never heard them say that. So Tab signed with Dick?
Tab signed with Dick. And Henry got upset.
Okay.
And then Jack Warner said, don't worry about it, and sort of shut down the media. I mean, this was very cute, too. Tab starred with a woman named Ichika? Shoru? Does that sound right?
No.
Etchika? Anyway, she was a French actress who spoke no English, but he was thinking about marrying her.
Sure.
Because they,
why not?
I guess, fell in love in a way, even though they couldn't really.
Even though he was gay and they didn't speak the same language. Yeah. It seems like a likely pair.
But he didn't marry her. She went back to France. Anyway.
Okay. Whew.
Tab met Anthony Perkins. Tony Perkins. Uh-huh. Okay, you remember Tony Perkins. Anthony Perkins. I didn't know him as Tony. But from Psycho.
No. Yeah.
And Tony, we'll call him Tony because that's what they call him. Tony and
Tony.
Hey, Tony. Tony and Tab had a relationship for... made national headlines for years, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
They dated secretly, and then they would go out on double dates with two women. Mm-hmm. But if you do Google anything, you'll see pictures of them on a double date, and like the women are just sitting in the back.
Did you Google pictures?
Well,
of
I was
them
talking to
dates?
Dr. Becky Hines, and we were looking, and it was like, these girls are just like sitting in the back, like, huh? I guess.
I guess our dates
are really getting
doing
along.
It.
And then they had some people like Debbie Reynolds in the documentary who were like, yeah, you know, we figured. But they were fun. We had a good time with them.
And Debbie Reynolds, of course, was Carrie Fisher's mother.
Yes.
Princess Leia's mother.
Right. Remember Postcards from the Edge?
Incredible movie. I did see that. But also, remember how crazy it was that Carrie Fisher died and then 2 days later, her mom, Debbie Reynolds died? I
know. She, you know, her mom lived right behind her in a house. They were very close. Back to Tab. Okay. He did Damn Yankees and...
He did a surfer movie.
He did a surfer movie.
Then he did that movie with Divine.
Oh, you're really jumping ahead. Yes.
Oh. I thought that's what you were doing.
Oh, we're rapping.
Your tone was like, and then he did that. And what I did Google was Tab Hunter and he died.
I know. I did Google that too because I was like, how old... It was hard to know how old he was in this documentary because
he looked so good.
His lighting was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, we won't jump ahead. But can I just say one thing about this? How about, was it surprising to you that there was a nun in it who used to be an actress? Did you notice that?
No. Did it say it underneath?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't look at that.
And I thought, oh, that's an interesting turn. You know, you start out as a... Here's my other question, and I should know this because I was brought up Catholic. But if you're a nun, I mean, do you always wear the habit? You don't have to.
Well, it becomes a habit.
Oh, boy. You are really on a roll today. You are on a roll.
You maybe don't want to, but...
But it's a habit.
It's a habit. Really. You don't think that's funny?
Mm-mm.
I bet there are people that pause the show to have a good laugh.
Oh, about your joke?
Yeah, about...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Please tell us.
Right in.
Anybody who thought that was hilarious and paused to have a laugh so you didn't miss anything. Okay, at some point, Tab wanted to leave Warner Brothers because he felt like, I need to be doing more than just the handsome guy.
Yeah.
And he asked Jack Warner what it would take to get out of his contract, and he said it would take $100,000. So Tab did it, and the roles did not come in.
No.
Then he did some TV, which he really liked.
Live TV.
Yeah, he really found his calling with live TV. And then he made a magic carpet movie, and he made a surfing movie where he said that they would just, the surfers... were in front of a green screen and they were kneeling on a wagon, like a, what are they called? Like red flyer wagons.
Yeah.
And act like they were surfing while people threw water on them.
The magic of Hollywood. Look, I'd kill to be in a movie like that.
It would be fun.
I would kill to just be kneeling in a wagon. And
not have to go across the world to make your stuff.
To Burbank.
Okay, at some point, things really dried up for him. Mm-mm. He started acting in dinner theaters. Are there still dinner theaters?
I don't know.
Anyway, when he was doing dinner theater, it wore him out so much, he said he had a heart attack. And he got better. He rediscovered his religion. And then he was tapped by John Waters in the movie Polyester, like you said, opposite of Divine. And it was a big hit. And in the movie, he had to make out with Divine. And Divine is, or what? I don't know if Divine's still with us.
I don't know.
The point is, it was a huge hit. And
what was it called? I mean that truly.
Polyester.
Okay. Are you familiar with that movie?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. But I was like, okay, I believe you. And then Tab wanted to do a movie called Lust in the Dark. He went and pitched to a guy named Alan Glazer, who was a Fox executive. Alan was 30 years younger than Tab. Needless to say, they fell in love.
National headlines.
National headlines. And they had been together for decades.
35 years?
Yeah, something. Yeah, a long time.
I think he produced this documentary.
Well, he did. That's why when I was watching the credits, and I was like, oh, no wonder Tab's lighting was so good. Yeah, because Alan was like, oh, yeah, I know how to make someone look fantastic.
My boy look good.
Yeah, Alan was not fucking around. He's like, no. I want everyone to see who Tab is and was. Yeah. He did a great job. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. Point of this whole documentary.
Yes.
I mean, do you want to say what the point of the whole documentary is?
I don't know what it is.
Well,
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. But what was interesting to me, and honestly, I'd never thought about it, and I'm sure I have a different perspective because I'm a straight woman.
You're gay friendly.
I'm gay friendly. But, you know, like Portia de Rossi was saying, Tab didn't want to come out as gay because of his career and because he was a leading man. And at the end of this film, you realize, oh, actors still aren't coming out that are leading men.
Yeah.
And I honestly have never thought of it before because for me, and I know I live in a bubble because I surround myself with like-minded people, I think, of course, if somebody's gay, they're going to come out, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, is it a coincidence that there hasn't been a gay leading man? I mean, it's a question to you.
Oh.
I mean, it must be that, right? It can't be that, oh, there are no gay actors.
Well, there's Sean Hayes.
I played Running Charades at Sean Hayes' house. And you had to...
Rancocious alert! Well, guess what? Sean's my neighbor.
Oh, braggadocious alert! But he... And he had so many Emmys that was part of it. Like, you had to run and grab the Emmy. And I remember thinking, oh, that's a different world.
To have so many
Emmys. Many Emmys that it's just part of game night. So anyway, it made me sad. It made me think, oh, I'm not as aware as I should be. Because I think, oh, yeah, if you're gay, just come out. It's not a... It shouldn't be difficult. Mm-hmm. And that's a ridiculous thing to think because, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I always feel like it's your business.
Yeah, it's your business.
It's so your business.
Yeah.
I get that it's helpful and important when people come out.
Yeah.
But it's not. People have such personal reasons for why they do and don't do things.
Yeah.
And people forget that.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was the big, the whole point of the documentary.
Meanwhile, I missed the point.
That is basically it in a Tab Hunter nutshell.
Okay.
Tab passed away in 2018 at age 86. After being married to Alan for 5 years.
But they were together.
They were together for a long time.
For decades.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that when he passed away, he was still as hot as he was.
Well, because even when they were showing him, you know, with the horses, I was like, how many push-ups a day does this guy do? He's got to be
right
in his 80s.
And he was.
And I wasn't wrong.
And you were right about that.
Okay, Tig, are you ready for our final thoughts?
Yes.
Did you cry?
I did not. Did you?
Mm-mm-mm-mm. I don't even want to ask who you were attracted to because you wouldn't be alive if you didn't say Tab Hunter.
It was Tab Hunter. The man was gorgeous.
He was gorgeous. There was no denying it. Every woman and every man had to.
Thomas, were you attracted to Tab Hunter?
Yeah. He's very beautiful.
Oh my gosh. You heard it from our limp-wristed
pajama party attending.
Producer.
Oh, God. I know, what a scathing headline.
Do not call me limp-wristed.
Okay, that's it for this week's episode. Next week, we will be talking about Keep Sweet, Pray, and Obey on Netflix. Tig, before we go, would you like to hear some true fan mail?
Yes.
Okay. This is from Allison. Hey, Allison.
Hey, Allison. Hey.
Hey. Hey, Tig and Cheryl. Hey.
Hey.
I was surprised to hear on the Alpinist episode some swipes at mine and Cheryl's beloved hometown. As a fellow Tallahassee lassie, not only was I a proud Leon Lion, by the way, that was my high school, but I was also a Gaifer.
Wait, so you went to the same high school as this person?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
I was also a Gaifers girl and a Springtime Belle. Okay, Gaifers was the...
Oh, I wasn't asking.
How dare you? One of the very popular department stores. And okay. Then, like...
Oh, I've heard of Gaifers.
You haven't.
No, I have.
You've heard of Gaifers?
It just in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and Gaifers. they would pick, you know, pretty girls to model their stuff.
Yeah, I think they were in Texas too, Gaifers.
And that sounds right. And she was also a Springtime Belle. The latter I did only once because something felt wrong about wearing a hoop skirt and carrying a parasol in a parade celebrating statehood.
Wait, what was that last thing?
Springtime Belle?
Yeah.
Well, that's where Tallahassee has a Springtime Tallahassee Parade, and I guess some girls dress as bells, like
but why
Southern
didn't
bells.
Why didn't you explain what that was? Why did you just assume that we know what a springtime bell is? And a springtime bell. And then, anyway, I'm sorry. Were you ever a springtime bell?
No, but I was in the Springtime Tallahassee Parade.
Doing what? Like caught in traffic?
I was sitting in a convertible waving. Okay. Most importantly, I know all the words to our theme song sung by both the Andrew Sisters, Bing Crosby, and now I hope Cheryl Hines. Here's the link if she needs a refresher. Oh, is she saying the theme song to
from your school?
The Red Clay Hills.
Oh, won't you listen, all you people on the southbound train? Oh, won't you listen to my friendly advice?
I do not know that one.
That is the school's theme song?
No, no. That must be the Tallahassee theme song. Although, by the way, you know, there is a Rolling Stones song. You know, she comes from Tallahassee. Woo! She's my Tallahassee lassie. Woo! She comes from Tallahassee. Down in FLA. Anyway, thanks for the smiles and spit takes, a Florida native snark bowl. Oh, thank you, Allison. That was nice. That was nice.
Yeah.
Did I tell you who also went to Leon High School? Was
Tom Petty?
No, but he was in Gainesville.
Oh, that's right.
Who's the very famous actress that was in Bonnie and Clyde? Faye Dunaway.
Oh.
I mean, she went to Leon, and I was at the Groundlings, and unless I dreamed this. I don't think I did. She came to a Groundlings sketch show, and in the lobby, she told me she also went to Leon High School. And we really had a nice laugh about
it. Hey, Faye, hey.
Hey, Faye, hey.
Hey, Faye, hey. Hey, Faye, hey. Hey, Faye, hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Faye,
okay,
hey.
That is...
It.
That's going to do it. Tig, do you have anything that you want to promote?
I do. I'd like to promote my show in San Diego.
Okay.
July 23rd. Mm-hmm. Also, go to tignotaro.com for shows. Some of my shows have been changed because of my production schedule. So just go to tignotaro.com to see if anything is different there.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies, that just, it happens. And you might be thinking, oh, probably not my city. It might be your city.
It might be your
city. I have some stuff coming up.
Okay. Okay.
Also.
Yes?
I have a book called I'm Just a Person.
Oh, God. From what year? Well, this is like
2015.
I was going to say that's a
reach. We have new listeners.
That's a reach back. Is that a thing, a reach back? Or does that sound like a reach around?
Cheryl.
I'm just saying. is it too similar and you shouldn't say reach back? Because is that a thing? It's a reach back in time.
I still have a book called I'm Just a Person. I also have another podcast called Don't yes. Ask Tig. Okay. And there is an episode with Cheryl.
That's true.
What about you?
I won't bother people with stuff. It's the same. You know, you can see stuff on...
I'm still going to tell them.
You can watch Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO. You can watch The Flight Attendant on HBO Max. Those are the highlights.
Should we do it again?
Yes, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Bobby Pearson. Music by David Sesson. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at TigandCherylTrueStory@gmail.com. I mean, is that a thing? A reach back? That's a reach back. That's a reach back.
That feels like a little tag at the end of the episode. That was a HeadGum Podcast.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.